Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And our number two Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We are going to talk about why do athletes need to talk to the media? Why? I've never understood that, really. I mean, I get it, but not really. Star player deleted his social media accounts. We'll talk about that and what kind of benefit that would have. Not just on a player's focus, but their psyche as well. As I mentioned, Naomi Osaka and her situation at the French Open. But Craig, you know, I kind of fluffed off your trade idea, and you didn't really get a chance to comment, and I apologize.
What do you mean?
So just about your trade to Seattle and all this stuff, and you never really explained why.
You just need to explain it, because people are sitting there going, oh, you're going to take their – why? Tell them why you took that pick, and okay, it's 100% right.
So, listen, my thought in all of this is thinking ahead of the situation. So if I were to ask you guys who you think – possibly could be the top five picks in the NHL draft next year in 2022, you would have to say that maybe Buffalo could be there. Okay. You would have to say that the Kraken could be there. Anaheim definitely will be there. Okay. So there's three picks right there that I believe that could be in the top three or top five next year.
Okay.
My thought and my thinking is this. We trade away, if we get the number one overall pick this year, we trade it away to a team like the Kraken. We say, Kraken, you take our number one pick overall. We are going to take your number one pick overall next year. Now, here's the thing. That's where it gets a little dicey, because we all saw what happened with the Vegas Golden Knights. They could be a pretty good team in the league. That being said, I'm going to play the odds and expansion teams. I believe the Kraken will be picking next year in the top five and possibly could be the worst team in the league next year. Okay. So we would have the number one pick in 2022 of the Krakens. We would have the Buffalo Sabres first pick, which I think could be a transitional pick. I think that we could be picking in the top five again next year. You know what else I would do? I would trade Jack Eichel. I would trade Jack Eichel. And I would trade him
to Anaheim and get
the Anaheim Ducks. And I'd trade him for Trevor Zegras, who is going to be a bona fide number one center in the National Hockey League. He's an absolute stud. We all saw him at the U.S. World Juniors this year, where he led the tournament in scoring. He's a centerman. So you would have Trevor Zegras and their number one overall pick next year in 2022.
I hate to burst. What I'm looking at. Why would they do that?
Why would they not do that? You're getting Jack Eichel. You're getting a top five center.
Yeah, but Jack's not. Now, if LA won the draft lottery, that, you know, is Jeff just mentioned, because I think when you do hit us with a simulator too, while I'm saying what I'm about to say, because I think the LA Kings won one of your simulators, and wouldn't that be a more suitable trade partner, likely trade partner for?
No, because LA is going to finish higher. They're not going to be at the bottom of the standing next year.
I'm talking this year though. Oh. Are you solely talking next year, Craig?
We're talking about buying the bottom of the draft next year.
About trading the 2021 Buffalo Sabres first overall pick to the Kraken for their 2022 first round pick. Now, here's the thing. I'm gambling, but I also feel comfortable that the Kraken is going to be a team that definitely picks in the top five next year. You're going to have the Sabres, who I believe, just me personally, if you make trades with Jack and Sam and Risto, we're going to be picking next year in the top five. And I would be trading Jack to Anaheim, far away from Buffalo, in another conference, and I would be trying to acquire their first overall 2022 first round pick and Trevor Zegras. Those two things for Jack Eichel. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the way I look at it is this.
People are screaming at you right now.
You have Buffalo's first
two pieces first for Jack Eichel. They don't know with no certainty.
So here's
and you're not even insuring me. Ensuring me that I'm getting pardon.
Here's my final. The reason why I'm doing this is very simple. I'm going to have a Kraken that could be the first overall pick. You could have the Sabres as the first overall pick. You could have Anaheim. Those three teams could be in the top three lowest in the league next year, which gives me an extremely good percentage of getting first overall next year. That pick is a slam dunk. Shane Wright
from the Kingston
Frontenacs of the OHL. He is a super stud.
I swear, when you come to work every day, even though we start at 10 a.m.
years old as an exceptional status player. That's the same as Connor McDavid, John Tavares, and Steve Stamkos. Those are the last three players that were exceptional status. That means they allow you at the age of 15 to go and play in the OHL. This kid.
He's Sidney Crosby.
He is a stud.
Yeah.
He had 39 goals, 66 points in 58 games as a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
He is insane.
Hey, Razor, what kind of lunchbox do you think, Craig packs his lunch in there? You think it's a Superman one or like a wrestling one?
Razor.
I mean, this is like,
I don't
like where I'm going with this, Razor.
Yeah, I do like it. It's and if I it, went,
but it's
if I was going to
by the lunchbox thing is it's so like a grade five dream scenario, Riv. Like
Rivs, if I was going to keep doing what you're doing, then you can add Sam in. He wants to go to Vancouver, get Vancouver's first pick next year. Okay. Because they're going to be another team that could be right there. You got anybody else you want to get? Maybe send Risto over to Columbus, possibly get their first pick next year. And then
are we going to get any players here, guys? I mean, what are you talking
about? Hell yeah, we got players. Who cares? Think about it. Make arrangements and buy that whole bottom five of the draft. We've tried everything else, Petey. We got to go
think
out on
I'm
a limb
joking?
Here and take some chances.
This
I'm not. I'm backing you up, son.
This young man is an absolute organizational changer. Everybody listening to this show, everybody watching this show, mark my words. Guaranteed first overall pick will be Shane Wright in the 2022 draft. Guaranteed. No one's close. We're talking Connor McDavid stature, Sidney Crosby stature. He is an absolute stud. Here's the best part about it. Not only is he a great hockey player, he's an incredible person. He's an incredible young man. Incredible.
How do you know that, Rivs? How do you know?
Because I coached him. I coached him before in a tournament. I've met him. I've met his parents. I know what they're about. He is an absolute organization changer.
Well, here's the thing. The same can be said for Matthews. The same can be said for McDavid. And there's someone else I'm forgetting too, another generational talent. But they're, you know, you have Draisaitl. They're not. They haven't won yet.
Draisaitl is.
Okay, fine. Put Draisaitl aside. Put Draisaitl aside for a second, Craig, because you know you don't necessarily need to do all that to get Shane Wright, and Shane Wright doesn't guarantee you winning.
No, but what it does, it can give you options too. Yeah, you trade these guys away, you get their first pick, you get your salary cap totally under control, then, and you're going to have the cash. All these young kids that you got in here, they're gaining experience. They're going to play a ton for the next 2 year to two.
Where was our cap? Okay,
so what happens if
our cap this year, Petey?
It was over the cap.
We were over the cap. Jack Eichel, $10 million. Sam Reinhart made $5.2 million. But guess what? Sam Reinhart needs a contract, and we're paying him over $7 million. That's gonna be his contract. He's going to have to make over $7 million. We're paying Ristolainen $5.4 million. Let me ask you something. Be honest with me. Ristolainen at 5.4 or Will Borgen at 800,000.
That's easy. It's easy.
Get rid of all this high paid guys. We've gone with them and they have not worked for this team. They have not worked for the organization.
I get it, but I'm not going to get rid of all those guys for hope draft picks and then for to suffer for another year, which.
Well, you can call it whatever you
want. Hold on. You got your time to go through it.
No, you said suffer.
Well, or you can get some players in return for these guys. Because you say go buy the top five picks in the draft. Number one, that's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. Number two, you're still not guaranteed to get the number one pick. So say you do all that. For what, 3-4 picks in the top five? You don't even know if they're going to work out. And then you're another 3 years away from those guys panning out. How many years back are you
putting the organization? You know what you got, though, PD? At the end of it, you got money. You can go and get those guys. You can go get guys.
I think we can all agree safely right now that it's going to take a few years before you are able to probably land a big-time free agent.
You acquire Shane Wright, then you will automatically, your the status of this team will skyrocket. Period.
Someone's just messaging in, you need some roster player. It's just, you know what?
Like when we talk roster players, what do you think about Trevor Zegras that I just talked about in Anaheim? You think Dylan Cousins is a good hockey player?
But don't you think Anaheim
Trevor Zegras is even more offensively gifted? He's way more gifted. You're going to have, I believe that Dylan Cousins is going to move his way as he gets older into a Patrice Bergeron type player.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So you're centering out Anaheim here, okay? You're centering out Anaheim. And I'm just arguing your point just to...
Have you heard just Anaheim and the Jack Eichel thing before?
Yes, but you're centering out Anaheim. You're centering Anaheim out right this moment is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we haven't heard it or you're making it up. What I'm saying is, why would Anaheim want Jack Eichel when they have Trevor Zegras and they have that stud defenseman there? It's not Bowen Byram. Who's the kid they have there on defense? Jamie Drysdale.
Yep.
And they have Jamie Drysdale, right? So we've talked about those two guys.
Third overall.
Right. And those would be the players that you'd want for Jack. But they're clearly probably going to be going through a bit of a transition with their roster. Fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So why would they ship out a potential Shane Wright pick, okay, and Trevor Zegras for Jack Eichel? If Shane Wright alone and Trevor Zegras probably already, you know, could maybe be what Jack's going to be. I just don't see them making that deal. particularly.
Say that again. Just before.
Well, you said Zegras.
You said those guys are going to be Jack Eichel.
No, you said Zegras is going to be a bona fide number one center, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when I hear bona fide number one center, and I know how highly touted and skilled he is, I am going to assume, me personally, that he will be close to being as good as Jack Eichel.
Maybe.
I just don't know why Anaheim would want to give
that maybe, up. but we don't know that. And that's the whole point. Jack Eichel's 24 years old. Okay. 24 years old. Jack Eichel is a top five center in the National Hockey League. Jack Eichel is a top 10 player in the world. Mm-hmm. Zegras, we don't know where he's going to fall when he develops into what he's going to be. Can you guarantee me right now that you know where Dylan Cousins is going to be in 5 years?
No.
Neither do I. And that's the whole point. I am guaranteeing you a top 10 player in the world that's going to be in Anaheim for the next 10 plus years. Can you guarantee me with Trevor Zegras that he is going to be a top 20 centerman in the National Hockey League? Can you guarantee me that he's going to be a point-a-game player in the National Hockey League?
Who, Zegras?
Yes.
Or no, I can't guarantee
okay,
you.
So you can't guarantee me anything, just that he's a really good player.
I can't even guarantee you that Jack Eichel will be a point-a-game player in the NHL again. Oh my God,
he's already done it.
I know he's already done it, but we don't know again. So for me, we're having this discussion, and the only thing ringing in my head,
and he had 18 points in 21 games.
The only thing ringing in my head is his current condition. Okay. That's kind of why
we'll get past that. Technology and these doctors are fantastic, and we're going to move past that. So we're not going to have that hanging over our head for forever. Things will get done. Surgeries will happen, whatever it is. And you know what? We're going to have a healthy Jack Eichel, and we're going to move on from there, whether he's with the Sabres or he's not. I'm just playing, GM from an armchair in my house.
I'll always play along. Razor, you having fun?
Yeah. No, it's good. Sometimes, Petey, you just got to sit back and listen.
No, because you gotta press, because so you get more information.
No. Sometimes you just have to listen and then process it and then go from there.
I listened, Rob. I listened to everything he said, and I don't agree with it at all.
I listened to everything he said, and there's some things in there that make sense.
Then there are some things in there that maybe don't make sense.
Yeah, none of it makes really any sense, but it's fun to do it.
Yeah.
But you just wasted 15 minutes of your life right there.
Oh, it's the best 15 minutes when I get on these tangents about stupid situations like this, but it's all fun, right?
Well,
2022, Shane Wright. I mean, oh my Lord.
Let's not look any further than just tonight right now. The draft lottery tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for the 2021 draft is at 7 o'clock. Sabres have 16.6% odds, highest odds to get the number one pick. They can pick no lower than third. So should make for another interesting night. I mean, I don't say that this sets the franchise up one way or the other, but it's definitely a nice little feather in your cap if you're Kevin Adams heading into what is shaping up to be stressful off season or high intensity off season. How would you word it? You had a list, Riv, of like 20 things.
Listen, you've got Jack
consuming.
Eichel,
that's a good one.
And what they do with the situation on his neck and his health. The second thing is Jack Eichel. Do you trade him or is he a Sabre? The third thing, you have Sam Reinhart, who's got his stature in this league has never been higher. Do you move on from him and acquire the massive amount of picks and players that he is going to, that you will acquire? Then you have the coach getting the right coach in here. What do you do with Allmark? What do you do with the goaltending situation? You don't need one. You need two goaltenders. What happens at the draft? you know, the draft is where all the trades happen. It's where all the action happens. What happens with Ristolainen? What happens with free agency? There's some guys on free agency that I, as a Sabre, whether you have Jack Sam Risto in your lineup as a Sabre next year or don't, I'm still going after these players. There's just so much. There's so much that it's going to be a lot of fun to sit back and watch this all unfold.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And I'm hoping for the Sabres that they can land the number one pick. Instigators WGR 550 and MSG. So again, draft lottery tonight. And that's at 7 o'clock on NBCSN. Here's one thing that I'll mention to you guys, and next segment we'll talk about why do athletes have to talk at all after sports or even before games or whatever the case may be. Mitch Marner shut off all of his social media stuff heading into playoffs. You think that's a wise move for athletes to maybe just shut down the social media to begin with? Razor, I know you did. You had a falling out with Twitter, I believe.
Well, for me, I'm too old for that crap. But I look at it as a player. I've heard about it and actually talked to a couple of guys that it's affected them so much as a player that it was affecting them in games. They would come in between periods. First thing they'd go, grab their phone in the back, check and see what people are saying.
That's ludicrous.
But that's what was happening, Riz.
This is on your team, that the guys you played with?
No, guys on that play in the NHL now. Wow. That were doing this. And it was affecting them so much. It was devastating to them, but they couldn't let it go.
You're telling me.
It was not only affecting them personally, but it was affecting their game as well. And I think these guys, sure, there's a time and place for this stuff, but as these guys being in the public eye and people having so many whatever to come out and say whatever they want to say, and some guy, just saying anything that they comes to their mind, and then but a player is an athlete is going to take that to heart, a lot of the times, because he's being judged that way, and it's going to affect them as a person and as an athlete. So I think it's smart to shut the stuff off. Shut it off. Don't even pay any attention to it. Media is tough enough. Unfortunately, here in Buffalo, our media is not tough. They're good. They're not tough. They're not tough on them. The way they could have been for the last few years, they just, they're not. And they're fortunate. They're in Toronto, in Montreal, or in some of these places, New York, they'd get destroyed from it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think there's any need for these guys to be so involved with it, and that they get so hooked on it that they it's affecting their performance and their life. And I think it's smart for them to get rid of it or shut it down or whatever he may did.
Comment if you'd like, Riv, then we're going to go to break.
No, I just find that very surprising that players during a game would be checking social media.
Yep.
I just think that's just immaturity. I don't get it. I mean, people can say what they want, and it's one thing to deal with professionals, the reporters that come in after the games that ask the tough questions, and you got to answer the tough questions because that's why you're a professional athlete. That's what you're paid to do. That's part of the job. Okay.
Does it have to be?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I don't think that's necessarily always the case. And Naomi Osaka stood up for herself at the tennis tournament this weekend. And I like what she did. And it's a conversation that I've said many times. Why do athletes always need to speak? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. WGR 550 and MSG, the Instigators.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Vladdy doubled his first time up. Goes after the first pitch and hits it high to left. Get up, ball, get out of here. Gone! Vladdy Guerrero has seen two pitches tonight. He's got a double and a three-run homer.
There is something about this ballpark that brings the best out of the Blue Jays. The crowd, you can hear the crowd. This is the first time the Blue Jays, when they hit a home run, they're getting cheering. They didn't get it in Florida. They're getting it in Buffalo.
First time in 100 years that a Major League Baseball game was played with fans here in Buffalo last night. I apologize. I have no idea who they were playing. I have no idea. I knew they had a game, but I have no idea.
Marlins.
Marlins.
Okay. I was at another Blue Jays game. My kid plays on the Blue Jays too, coincidentally enough. He's playing baseball. So fans are excited about baseball here in Buffalo. I've always wondered if they'd have a baseball team here. Razor, did you ever wonder that in all your years here in Buffalo, if baseball would be a good spot for a baseball team? Or if Buffalo would be a good spot for it?
Over the years, you always heard talks of it that, you know, it'd be a great place because of following the Bisons always had. And the park itself, obviously, when they built it, that they could expand the outfield and everything. So they did it right in anticipation, but, you know, it just never happened. So
bunch of new stuff done to the ballpark. Looks great.
Hey, it's great. It's over $10 million they sunk into that place.
How many?
Supposedly $10 million, wasn't it?
I was wondering when I was looking at this.
I think it was just in batting cages and all that kind of thing, in the outfield and all that stuff that they did.
Well, they did a whole clubhouse, weight room. We're showing it here. There's a video on social media, weight room.
They did all the lights cages last year and everything. And
yeah,
they expanded the outfield this year. So it's really cool looking.
There's just, listen, I love picking on, I'm not a baseball fan, and people and baseball fans, you know, hate me when I talk about baseball, but, you know, a lot of recovery room in there. But, you know, here's the thing about, you know, they have, I'm not even going to joke about it. I'm not even going to say it. You know what? I'm going to be the better person right now. Oh, they got grit written on. They got grit written on the walls. Like, what kind of grit is required to play baseball? Like, you know, you got grit.
Stand out in the sun some days.
True grit. Get a tan.
Suns in your eyes.
Chew bubble gum. Put your hat on inside out. Throw some bubble gum on the top of the cap.
You don't eat all the grass in the outfield because you're bored because you haven't touched a ball in like an hour.
I sent you a picture of my son last night. Like, ball gets hit. He's playing on the infield and he's playing like, I think, shortstop. So he's between second and third. And the ball gets hit down the first baseline. I sent Craig a picture. It was hilarious because ball gets hit. My kid's looking backwards, like the other direction. He's scratching his neck. Like, just, you know, takes after dad. But anyway.
So, yeah.
That's what's going on in Buffalo. You got a baseball team here, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Nice day at the ballpark, couple beers in the sun, hot dogs, you know?
Yeah. Well, I went to a game. I'm not a baseball guy, as you know that. Don't think I've ever watched it. I haven't watched a baseball game in years on TV, but I did go to that, the Bisons game. And
You threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, threw out the first pitch. And I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed it. Brought the family. We had a blast. We were right behind. So the balls, when they were, the batters were up there, they were knocking balls into the stands. It was great. I mean, I really enjoyed the game, to be honest with you. So
yeah, maybe the atmosphere, the environment might be a little more exciting, but maybe the game itself
I think being there was pretty cool. And the nice thing is you're in the stands. The best part about the game is people watching.
Oh.
Because there's all kinds there. There are some super insane diehards that look like they haven't washed their jerseys or their hats in like decades. But it's the environment's really cool. Constantly playing music, this, that, and the other. And I thought it was pretty cool.
So the Blue Jays are here, and they won last night against the Marlins, I guess. So Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Draft lottery tonight. Craig, hit us with one right now. Hit us, please.
All right. Draft just lottery one. Reset. Pressing the button. Chicago is picking number one. They moved up 11 spots. New Jersey is number two, and Buffalo is number...
You know, I can see something like this happening tonight. I can see something like this happening tonight, and I don't like it. Why do athletes need to talk to the media, guys? I mentioned earlier, Naomi Osaka pulled out of the French Open after she was fined $15,000 when she didn't speak to reporters after her first-round victory. She said that it gives her waves of anxiety, and she's suffered long bouts of depression. So I'm just curious to know, why force athletes to speak if they don't want to speak, especially when we're talking about an issue like a mental health issue?
This young woman,
what is she ranked in the world?
Two.
She's ranked number two in the world, and she's one of the highest paid female athletes in the world. I just think it's part of the job description. Do you not?
Are you comfortable? Have you always been comfortable speaking in front of the media?
No, not at all.
I'm
not comfortable with it. But I will tell you this, I believe that is the fan base, the fans, the people that watch the sport is the reason why you're making the money that you're making.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are the fans paying for the interviews, or are they paying for the performance?
They're paying to listen to what this young lady has to say after a win or a loss. I hate to say
it. Was that part of the training growing up when they were working on their surf from the baseline? Don't forget, after this, we're going to work on your media interviews.
Well, listen, I mean,
say that, Petey, but I know kids, like when they go to, you know, interviews for, say, NHL draft and all that kind of thing, these kids are coached now on how to deal with interviews. They're coached on how to deal with the media. Every team out there, pro team, has got somebody that, you know, before a player, a coach, or whomever it may be, goes up to the podium, that they're saying, okay, this is where the direction they're going. They got a feel for, you know, what the, not the question, but the direction that they're going. So they're a little more prepared for it when they, you know, step in front of the mic. But as Craig says, I think as a player, yes, those people are paying for your salary. They're the ones supporting. So they have the right to hear after a game, before a game, what went right, what went wrong, why, or, you know, their thoughts on it. And sometimes, and majority of the time now, it's just a cliche crap that you don't get much out of it. But I still think it's an obligation that these people have, that if they're in those positions, they know what's going to happen.
I'll tell you this, though. I read the article that Petey talked about when Naomi, it says, quit the French Open, but she decided to take herself away because she did not feel comfortable. She's dealt with anxiety and depression, and anybody who has dealt with anxiety, and people that have not dealt with anxiety or depression would be sitting here saying, just get in front of the camera and talk.
Yeah.
People that have dealt with depression and anxiety would certainly understand what this woman is going through. Okay. Because it's at a completely different level. That just because she is an outstanding elite athlete at her sport, people would be like, she's not obligated.
Just let her play tennis.
Just let her play tennis.
But on the other hand too, Petey, like if there's, say in our business, if somebody doesn't want to talk to the media after the game, they don't have to. They don't have to. They can, when the PR guy comes in and says, the media usually will say, hey, we want to talk to Craig, Petey, and Rob after the game. You know, make sure they're in there. They have a way out of that. They don't have to sit there and deal with it. Because a lot of, look in our situation for the last few years. How many times can the guy go up there and say the same thing after every game? They're going to get asked the same questions and it's no different. And I get it. I totally get it. Well, guys don't want to participate in them sometimes because it's just the same repetitious stuff after and after. It's like us. You do your job, I do mine. And it's after a while when things are not good, it's like, what the hell do you talk about? Like, what you can't dream up enough new stuff to talk about that a lot of the times might not have anything to do with the situation, just to A, do it. And I get it. It's brutal. It'd be different if you're winning. Yeah, there's a lot going on. When you're losing it, it magnifies it by 10 or more because you don't know what to say or you don't know what to ask a question. You know, Jack, another night, you guys lost by 4, you know, tough time with the offense.
You know, the interesting thing is I listened to what she is speaking about, you know, the depression and the anxieties that go along with this and dealing with these struggles. And in Montreal, you know, hockey there is not easy, okay? Because it does not stop after talking to the media. That's the easy part. Whether you win or lose, talking to the media was for me, they were professionals asking me, okay, questions, tough questions that I did not want to answer. And I did it and I never had any anxieties or anything. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's when you leave your home, okay, and you go out into the general public and those people coming up to you, saying things to you, asking me why I made a pass across the ice in the third period at the 10:22 mark. You know, like, can you explain to me why you did that?
Oh.
Do you explain why that phone's going off?
Yeah.
Cha-ching. That is a fine.
Anyway, yeah. I found that harder to deal with. Yeah. Than the actual media people that I had to see every single day.
But I can understand the people that have issues with it because you know yourself, you sit in your locker at the rink on a normal year, and there could be 10, 15 of them within a 4-foot radius around you just jamming mics in, and you know, you're just kind of like you're in a cage, you can't get out. And I get that. And I know and I see people uncomfortable with it. And it's crazy. It's crazy that it really has to be like that. It would be so much better if you had a one-on-one, you know, if they wanted to talk to a certain player. I think this year it might have been a lot better for them when they were doing Zoom and all that kind of thing. So it's just sitting in front of the computer and you're not seeing those people. You're only, you know, talking to the screen. I thought it was usually much better and guys opened up a little more with that. But I just think it's ridiculous when they stand there and they're 10 deep trying to, you know, ask the same stupid question.
They just should shut it down
10 different ways.
They should just shut it down.
And I'm not saying the media, they're doing their job. That's their job as well. So they have to get that information. But, you know, a lot of the times the same question will be asked five different ways, five different times by five different people.
I don't understand why players need to speak after games, especially after a loss. I don't know. I don't get it.
Man.
I just think
it's the way that you try to market the game now.
Why do we have to show people? Do we have to show people what losing really looks like? How many of these kids put on these faces? Like, they don't care. Like, I'm not gonna say they don't care that they lost, but it's like come on, like enough.
And majority of the time, as I said, you get nothing out of it. You get nothing out of it.
It's all acting.
Let me ask you this: how many people do you think watch a Sabres game?
I don't know why.
Like, let's just say
a million.
Let's just say a million. Okay. People that night we're talking, this number's not true, but you're going to get my point in a second.
You're appealing to the masses.
People are going to watch the game. There's going to be a million people. How many people next day on social media are going to watch the players talk and the highlights? How many people? 10 times that. There's got to be 10 million people for every people that watched the game that night. There's 10 million people that are watching the players talk after the game and watching the highlights of the game.
Do they get revenue from each view? I don't get it. What's the point?
No, watching those 10 million people that are watching Jeff Skinner and all these players talk, those are a large amount of the people that are buying hats, buying jerseys, buying stickers.
But they're not buying all that stuff because they watched them in the interview. They buy that stuff because of what they do on the ice.
That's not true. You're wrong.
You know, do you think
a personal feeling listening to Jack Eichel talk? It's like almost like you know him. It's like, hey, I just listen to Jack Eichel talk. You know,
We got to go to break. You and I can continue this conversation tomorrow, but after this, we're going to just touch on the draft lottery, get the simulator ready, and I've got a 1991 pack of cards here I'm going to open, see if you guys ever fought anybody in here. We'll be right back, Instigators. Final segment of the show coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The number 8 selection in the 2017 NHL draft belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
What a bunch of
Buffalo.
We knew it.
With Larry Playfair representing the Sabres, back two positions.
This is a joke. Absolute joke.
Buffalo will pick 8.
Do it over.
That was from 2017 when Craig and I accompanied Larry Playfair to the NHL draft. It was a fun night. It was a fun night. Always doing fun stuff around here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Don't forget One Bills Live coming up next. Elliot Friedman tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Riv, hit us with the simulator.
All right. So I'm going to reset. It has reset.
Okay.
I'm pressing the button. I'm not looking. This is absolutely ridiculous. New York Rangers have moved up 15 spots and are picking number one overall.
Jack Eichel to the Rangers.
Seattle is number two. Buffalo Sabres are picking number three.
Run it again.
Reset.
The last chance. Reset.
This is the last one I'm doing for the
day. By the way, in that pack of cards I opened from 1991, Bruce Driver, J.J. Daniel, Wendell Clark, Pat Elenick, Getan, Duchesne, Gary Suter, Sean Burr, Paul Sear, Johan Garpenlof, Jurke Lume, Doug Smale, Bob Sweeney, Cam Neely, Patrick Roy, all-star card, John Cullen, all-star card.
That's a terrible pack of cards. Here we are, pressing the simulator one more time.
Okay.
LA moved up seven spots to pick first overall. Number two is San Jose Sharks. Number three is the Buffalo.
Back-to-back simulators that are rumored Jack trade locations. Let's go. Hit it again, Riff.
No, I'm not doing it.
You have to. Thank you. We got
reset.
We got 20 seconds.
This is the last time we're doing it.
Come on, Stifler. Nine, bam. Eight. What number?
We are picking number two.
Oh, my God. We did not get number one. Hopefully tonight, 7 o'clock on NBCSN. We're back tomorrow. Elliot at 11. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.